Track 9, Norwich Parks and Gardens. Well, I said at the beginning that we'd be continuing our exploration of our local public spaces, so here is Jill with part 2.
We heard last time about the many parks in Norwich which were designed and opened by Captain Arnold Sandys Winch. They are a great legacy which are still much appreciated. This month we continue our exploration of Norwich's green open spaces and learn about the history of two of the city's well-loved gardens, Chapelfield Gardens and the Plantation Garden. Chapelfield Gardens is Norwich's largest and oldest public green space and lies in the crook of the protective arm provided by the city walls, which were built in the 14th century. It stands on land which was once owned by the Chapel of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Fields, founded in 1250, which evolved into the College of St Mary in the Fields. Following the dissolution of the monasteries in 1545, the land was granted to a private citizen but was sold to the city in 1569 to be held in trust. At this time, it was leased as and divided between grazing land and archery butts, as this was a period when it was compulsory for all men between the ages of 15 and 60 to be prepared for war. Gradually, the leases of the land developed, and by 1655, they included the rights of citizens to come and go and walk for recreation at all times. In 1707, the grounds were fenced off, and in 1745, walks were laid out. At the end of the 18th century, Norwich City Corporation leased the central area to the Waterworks Company, who constructed a reservoir and water tower, detracting significantly from the appeal of the walks. By the 1830s, the water from the reservoir had pretty much drained away to be replaced by waterworks at Higham and Lakenham, and the gardens had become, according to contemporary accounts, the resort of loose and idle boys and washerwomen, and seemed in great measure to be deserted by respectable citizens. In 1852, the Waterworks Company agreed to give up the lease in exchange for the City Corporation laying out the land as a public garden. Eventually, iron railings were installed, avenues of trees were planted, and a 40-ton pagoda made of cast and wrought iron was erected. The bandstand appeared in 1880. Sadly, the pagoda was demolished in 1949, having sustained damage from bombing during the Second World War. But the bandstand remains, along with a refreshment building on the site of an old pavilion, as well as a children's play area. The gardens play host to many different activities, including musical events in the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, food festivals and travelling fun fairs, and it has been part of the Norwich Pride celebrations since its first event in 2009. Let's turn now to somewhere very different. Unlike Chapelfield Gardens, the Plantation Garden in the shadow of St John's Cathedral, Catholic Cathedral, is an enhanced oasis far removed from the bustle of the surrounding streets. This Victorian gem was the project of one Henry Trevor, a prosperous upholsterer and cabinet maker in Norwich, who in 1856 took out a long lease on a redundant lime quarry just outside the city walls. For the next 40 years, Trevor spent considerable sums of money and effort transforming this old industrial site into a magical garden. By 1857, he had built an elegant house of classical proportions on level ground to the west of the quarry, and he then began the task of developing a garden in the quarry itself. Norwich was no stranger to garden development in this period, boasting the second horticultural society in the country after the RHS. Henry Trevor became an active member of this society, and in this least hospitable of plots, he gradually created all the features of a typical mid-Victorian garden, with a Gothic fountain, an Italianate terrace with balustrades, a palm house, and a rustic bridge. He planted elaborate flower beds, woodlands, and shrubberies. He designed serpentine paths along circular routes and built several greenhouses with boilers and hot water pipes. The fountain was the earliest structure to be completed, crafted largely from ornamental bricks and flints, which was also used for the medieval-style walls, ruins and follies. The trees and shrubs were burgeoned in this once barren landscape, and the palm house was full of exotic plants. In fact, the garden and the residence, known as Plantation House, reflected in miniature the grand country houses of the Victorian era. After his retirement, Henry Trevor opened his family garden for charity and it became celebrated. But after his death, it changed hands many times and gradually became neglected and lost from memory. By the 1930s, the house had become a private nursing home, and after the war, the local health authority used it as a nurse's hostel and a maternity clinic. Following the garden's rediscovery in 1980, the Plantation Garden Preservation Trust was formed, and since then all the reclamation and restoration work to maintain this Grade 2 registered site has been carried out by enthusiastic volunteers. Today, the garden hosts an extensive programme of community activities and entertainment, including open-air theatre and cinema, musical events and Sunday afternoon teas.
Thank you, Jill. Two very different gardens, but both with a very interesting history.